Well, good morning, everybody, and a happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers here. If my voice sounds a little different, it's the product of talking over the music for 3 days of the festival, which was awesome, and God saved us from rain, and that's pretty cool. So we're thankful, and I'm thankful for everybody who was there and helped out and just came, so thanks. I have a poem for you mothers. You might appreciate this. This was written by a woman named Megan Ulrich. Sometimes I want to leave, but there's nowhere really to go. Maybe we can run away together, pack our lives on our backs to remember what freedom feels like. Leave the kids with Mamo and Pa and drive until we can feel our souls again. Aw, heck, bring the kids too. Isn't that beautiful? Like, I just love that because I can only imagine being a mother, of course, but just the idea, like, the source of all your angst, the source of all your stress and anxieties and frustrations, and you're like, I can't imagine my life without it. And maybe all of us, even those of us who are not mothers, know something of that. You know, like you get to that place. Anybody ever been there where you're like, I'm going to blow this popsicle stand. I'm out of here. Peace out. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. Maybe this popsicle stand isn't so bad. Maybe there's some goodness here, you know, and maybe I can't actually imagine my life without it. Jesus, in our gospel today, he says, I will not leave you orphans. I won't leave you alone. And the God of the universe has every reason to look at humanity and be like, I'm out of here. Look at you, a bunch of sinners, you know? And how much Jesus has done for us, how much Jesus does for us, and how little so many care. Jesus, if anybody ever had the right to say, peace out, I'm out of here, I'm going to blow this popsicle stand, he doesn't do that. The sanctuary candle is always lit. He'll never leave us alone. That's what he promises us today. And we pray that we will never leave Jesus alone either. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.